Yo, what's going on, everybody? I am Donkeytron, the host of the Full Heel Podcast. I am back at you with another Fight Club, Fight Companion, whatever you guys want to call it. It's me and Jamie the Jobber.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, Jamie? Thanks for joining me.
Yep.
This is UFC Norfolk, Poirier versus Pettis. Right now is Albini versus Andre Arlovski. Andre's like on a...
Five losing streak.
Yeah, five fight losing streak.
If he loses this one, it's going to make history for six losses in a row.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that one. I didn't know six was the record.
Yeah, in a row.
In the UFC,
yeah,
though, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure people have lost more.
Yeah, man, but to still have him?
Yeah.
They just have him because of his name.
I liked Albini's performance last time.
Yeah, I don't know much about this guy.
Well, he's got fucking tree trunk legs. I'm not liking his shorts too much.
He looks like a big baby.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like a big baby. He's weird looking.
Yeah.
He's a weird looking dude.
6'3". He's mm-hmm. big, though.
Yeah, but I'm rooting for him. I got Albini in this one. Probably by knockout.
I'll just take Arlovski just because he's fighting out of Chicago.
He does fight out of Chicago. He was champ at one point, too.
Yeah, but that was back in the day, man. Yep. That was when it first started, man.
Frankie asked me, he's like, what would you say about the heavyweight division if people said they're a bunch of has-beens? I'm like, well, it's not really heavyweight, or not the heavyweight tournament that Bellator's putting on.
No, there's a lot of new young people.
It's not
people,
even heavyweights,
man.
Dude. It's like light heavyweights. Here we go, round one.
Sure.
Albini versus Arlovski.
This guy looks like he's wearing big underwears, man.
Yeah, it looks like diaper. He's wearing undies.
A diaper.
I don't think they should. I think Dana White should not let him do that. He stopped that guy from wearing those shorts at one time, remember?
Did he?
He said he wouldn't let that guy wear those shorts anymore.
Oh, I don't know.
Because his nuts almost came out or something crazy.
Oh, but I think they're like super tight and short, weren't they? Like a ridiculous.
Yeah, they were like Speedos almost. Albini's got really good hands. Really good kicks, too. He doesn't seem to be scared of
Arlovski.
Nope.
He's rushing probably, in, yeah. He's coming in at him. Ooh, he missed the elbow.
Who did? Albini?
Yeah, Albini missed the neck.
Albini's got a lot of baby fat on him. Not even baby fat. He's just fat. Like, he's just...
He doesn't look like a UFC fighter.
No, but he hits like one. Look, see? The technique on his kicks is very good.
Mm.
I just liked how he was connecting last time, too. And imagine getting hit by one of those fucking... Look at his legs compared to a fucking Arlovski.
Yeah, he has really big legs.
They're like
man.
Twice as big as Arlovski's. Arlovski's not a small heavyweight.
That's tree trunks for legs.
Yeah, dude, those are... dude, imagine getting fucking whacked with one of those.
Watch, he's gonna probably land a couple nasty body kicks on him. He should, hopefully. But I'm still going with Arlovski just because... From Chicago.
Nice kick by Arlovski. Big swings by Albini.
Oh, where's Albini fighting from?
I think he's Brazilian.
Brazilian?
If I'm not mistaken.
I can check it real quick. If you don't mind. Arlovski tried to throw overhand right. Missed.
Yeah, he's Brazilian.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, but that Bellator... Heavyweight tournament is full of light heavyweights or people that should be fighting at light heavyweight that could drop weight.
Yeah.
But they have to pick a division to do it in, and they need to crown a heavyweight champion in Bellator. So they have guys with a bunch of names.
Yeah, yeah. That
from
is
the
true.
UFC, so why not? Why not do it? I think Arlovski's grabbing this guy's glove. I'm not sure. Albini's complaining about it. Because he could in an advanced position. It looked like Arlovski was doing something with the gloves.
Some old school tricks.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Albini needs to do something about his shorts. Because he last fight he was adjusting him a lot, and this fight he's adjusting him a lot too.
The same thing?
Yeah. I don't know what it is about him. He just needs to find the pair that fits him.
Oh, nice. Exchange. Imagine how hard you have to kick him to affect his legs.
Nice inside leg, yeah. To affect those tree trunk legs? Fuck yeah, dude.
You have to kick him so many times.
Yeah. What was it? A Sun Tzu? Fucked up. what was the guy? Lopez's foot or leg?
Oh, with all those inside leg kicks? Yeah, inside.
Albini's, the inside leg is kind of purple right now. The other guy's was red, though. And you could tell
he was... Yeah, it was badly bruised, man. Yeah, you could
tell it was fucked up.
It was horrible.
And then the Sun Tzu got the KO. KO'd him pretty sick. I thought I had... I had Albini first round KO. Looks like it's going to go into the second. Lasky's been a little durable. There's a minute left here. In the first round, Albini versus...
What do you got the Arlowski round so far?
I give it our Albini. He's just pressuring a lot more, and they're landing pretty equal, but this guy's controlling the pace more. Oh, damn. Shit, look at Albini. Looking good. He's not backing down, dude. Yeah, look at him. He's just pressing him forward.
He's being the aggressor, man.
Oh, nice shot landed by Albini.
Go back to the YouTube tape.
Oh, shit. It stumbled. What's his name a little bit? Shots by... A couple shots landed by Arlovski. He's looking tired already, dude. That's not a good sign for Arlovski.
And he's still breathing out of his mouth.
Yeah, he's breathing heavy. Not a good sign for him.
Oh, there you go. PlayStation commercial, finally.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of Xbox and... What was the other one? WWE.
WWE commercials, Xbox commercials, and UFC... No, Budweiser commercials with Conor. The Conor McGregor Budweiser commercials at the end.
Quick question, what position are the Bears in? I haven't seen NFL in all year.
I don't know, they're doing bad.
They're doing bad?
I'm pretty sure.
But so, worse than Green Bay and Detroit, aren't they doing horrible too? I don't know.
Green Bay lost their quarterback a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, they lost Rodgers. Who are the monsters right now looking like in the NFL?
The Philadelphia Eagles, man.
What the fuck? The Eagles right now?
Yeah. They're killing everybody, man.
Are they going to win this year? They
it
never
looks
win.
Looks like it.
They never win, though.
Their team is revamped all crazy.
But no one... Did anyone predict that shit or what?
I'm pretty sure a couple people did. Because their quarterback did really, really good last year. And he's doing good this year.
Who's their QB?
Carson Wentz.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Exactly. Round two.
Albini. Arlovski. How are you doing in your fantasy?
Pretty good. Both of them, actually.
You're picking up. You were doing kind of mediocre last time around, I think.
Yeah.
Got some wins recently.
Yep. But Ezekiel Elliott still fucks me right now.
Oh, yeah, right? You had him.
I have him.
And now he's finally suspended.
Yeah.
I got 10-9 Albini, first round.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to him, too, man. He wasn't scared at all. He was the one chasing him down, man. Mm-hmm.
And landing shots as well.
Yeah.
So I got Albini. Dude, I think I'm going to do the Montreal Screwjob next.
Oh, for Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart?
Yeah, that's Survivor Series 97. I did Survivor Series 87. Mm. I'm going to jump 10 years in the future.
Or in the past?
In the future. I'm from the future. Mm. I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue on an exoskeleton. Yeah, I'm going to do that one. And then I'll see what I do after that. I'm just going to do a bunch of Survivor Series this month. Just like last month, I did a bunch of Halloween Havocs.
Mm-hmm. Just whatever the main one is for the month.
Mm-hmm. I need to do War Games, too. They're having War Games at TakeOver.
Oh, that's going to... That's
the... TakeOver's going to have War Games in it. They're going to have the cage with two rings inside the cages.
And then next year?
Yep.
That's going to be pretty
sweet. It's going to be all three tag teams. It's going to be the Authors of Pain with Roderick Strong. It's going to be Sanity. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the Undisputed. I think the titles might be on the line. I'm not sure.
Damn.
No, they might not be, actually, because it's a 3-on-3-on-3.
3-on-3?
Yeah. Roderick Strong got added to Authors of Pain. Just kind of weird addition. Albini catching Arlovski with a nice little groin kick. We saw one earlier that almost made John Dodson throw up.
Yeah, man, he was dry heaving.
Yep.
At one point.
He got, well, dude, it was like straight on and like full force kick to the nuts.
It was bad.
They brought the doctor in. He was dry heaving a little bit. If he would have thrown up, I think they would have stopped the fight.
Probably, yeah.
No, well, if you throw up or if you shit yourself, they can stop the fight now. Well, if you shit yourself.
Damn.
Because it was brought up because remember that girl shit herself recently? Recently.
And then somebody offered to pay for them, for the shorts.
Oh, yeah. Would you pay for some shorts like that?
Hell no, get the fuck out of here.
We're in the trust tree, bro. You could tell us.
No, man. The trust tree is what we call it? No, man.
You're in the security stable, bro.
That's disgusting.
For the donkey stable. You can trust us.
People
you'd pay for them. How much? If you were a millionaire.
I wouldn't even... Why would I even buy them? I'm not into them.
I don't know. It's kind of disgusting. To buy someone's shit shorts. Should be paying attention to this round. It's almost over. But it's more of the same.
It's the halfway mark.
Yeah,
they're both exchanging, but Albini is connecting more.
I don't know, man. Arlovski's not looking as tired. Nah, his mouth is still open, though.
It's the easier way to knock somebody out, man, if their mouth is open.
Let's prove it. Let me stick you in the mouth right now.
But you know, get me first.
Albini needs to kick more, in my opinion. Use those fucking legs. Because Arlovski's not going to try to take him down.
True. He's going to just try to, He's going to just exchange with him. He's missed horribly with that body shot.
He needs to utilize that fucking leg kick a lot more to stop Albini from pressuring forward. What was that, though? Those weird elbow strikes that he was...
Spinning back body kick?
No, not on Arlovski. That was good, though. But Albini's throwing, like, weird, effortless elbows. They don't have any...
Man, Arlovski's starting to turn it on now.
Arlovski had some pop behind that punch. Snap this guy's head back. Albini needs to pick up the pace. I don't know if he took this round off.
Elbow.
But Arlovski's landing some strikes.
Yeah, the round's about to be over, though, in 10 seconds. He needs to come out like that in the third round, man.
Who?
Arlovski, yeah. Yep.
How he ended this one?
I think he, found the range and is getting more comfortable, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely getting more comfortable.
That's something Albini shouldn't have let him do.
Yeah, he should have kept chasing him down like he was in the first round. Maybe it was the opposite and Albini got tired.
Maybe.
Think it's possible?
Yeah. He should have started fucking utilizing more kicks. Need to kick him more.
Hell yeah, if you got those big-ass legs like he does.
Big-ass tree trunks, yeah.
Yeah, you have to use them to your advantage.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe not. Golden Corral, bro.
They haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
Have you been keeping up with the female tough?
No, I haven't been able to. I haven't had time.
Kicking in the door? Oh, yeah.
Well, dude, I watched the whole events for, Survivor Series and all the Halloween Havocs that I've been doing. I watched the whole thing from start to finish.
Damn.
So I can do a review on it.
See, Dean Malenko and...
Yeah, so that takes a good 3-hour chunk. And I watch Raw, and I watch SmackDown, and I watch NXT 205 Live.
This goes to...
And then an additional pay-per-view that I throw on. Try to keep up with some UFC. I need to watch more UFC. I can't throw on... Well, not just... Yeah, I'm probably going to skip that, though, the show.
Third round just started. Not going to put the timer on.
Oh, shit. Good thing you reminded me. I need a Jamie. I need to start making money off this show so I can get a producer. Someone that produces the show while I just talk and shit. Watch the fights.
Nothing's going down, man. They're just standing right in front of each other.
Albini needs to start doing something. They can't just be fucking jumping in front of each other, hopping.
He said hopping.
Hipping and hopping. I had Albini win. I got it 1-1 right now. One round to one round, so 19-19.
Man, but the, if you leave it to the judges, yeah. If nobody does anything significant this round.
And who knows what these fucking judges.
Yeah.
Earlier they miscounted. They, oh my God, fucking idiots. They're professionals. And they count. They did, what fight was it?
I think it was like the very first round.
Strickland versus Court McGee.
Yeah, there you go.
They called it a draw, but Strickland had won. And they called it a majority draw. So they went back and corrected it after they had exited the ring, after they had gone to commercials, they came back and
corrected it. After it was all finished.
Yeah. Then they came back and corrected it. But they couldn't even add, dude, so don't even leave it up to these fucking judges. They'll fuck up your fight.
Like in the middle of the next fight in the first round. Oh, yeah. Shit. The fucking, they interrupted in the middle of the round and they're like, they have, because it was a majority draw, right?
Yeah.
At first.
And then when they came back, the announcers were like, it wasn't a draw. Strickland won.
By unanimous, right?
I don't remember if it was unanimous, but Strickland had won. No, it had to be split. I don't think they got that. I don't think they made a mistake that bad.
I think it was.
Their addition is horrible.
Because it's not the guy who reads it, because he just reads what's on the card.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do it before they give it to him.
Dude, I had so much more high hopes for Albini just because the heavyweight division needs younger talent.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Is Albini...
Poked him in the eye?
Did he?
That's what Arlovski's saying.
Yeah.
They stopped the... Took a timeout because this guy got poked in the eye, Arlovski. Let's see if they're going to show a replay. Oh, yeah, man. He ran his fucking fingers through his face.
But did he poke him?
It looked like it.
I know he ran his fingers through his face, but did he poke him?
It looked like it.
Albini's bleeding, though.
That's what he gets.
And he's taking a lot of kicks. Arlovski's unloading on him. Dude, Albini's taking some shots. Fucking Albini, man. I had high hopes for that cocksucker.
Hey, there's still 2 minutes left, man. He can come back.
He better get a knockout. Or it's not that impressive.
A crazy head kick. Look.
Yeah, now he's kicking.
As soon as it says that, that's what he tries. Man, but Arlovski's tagging him.
He's coming at him with his open hands again?
I think so.
We need some kicks, Albini.
Shit.
Is he the only one ever to get those pants or something?
I think so. I don't know. Those elbows are weird, too.
The ones that he comes in with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just lifts his elbow up. That's it. Damn, Arlovski. Nice uppercut.
Dude, Albini's going to lose this round unless he fucking finishes him. Or does something this last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Land some good combos.
Oh, he supposedly hit him in the fucking balls. He did. It looked like it with the knee.
God damn it. It kind of did look like he did knee him in the groin. Is Albini good?
No. It looks like it. He does not. Doesn't feel like he's going to throw up. Like
Dodson, dude.
That hurt me. That hurt me looking at it, man.
Oh, yeah. No, it was sick.
All right, he started the fight back up. There's
a minute left.
Yeah, 54 seconds.
My timer's all fucked up.
What do you have it at a minute?
Yeah. I'm just not going to put it. There's 42 seconds left. Damn, Albini's trying to land some bombs. He has to. There's only 38 seconds left. And yeah. In my opinion, he's going to lose this fight.
Total strikes, 25.
Yeah, see, Albini only won the first round on total strikes. And right now, Arlovski's...
Like, doubling it.
Yeah, in the third round. And he got more strikes in the second round. So, Albini better do something, bro.
18 seconds left. He's going to try to trip him really quick? No. This, man... This fight could have gone way better, but I think Arlovski beat his losing streak.
Yeah, I think Arlovski won.
Mm-hmm. But you never know, man, when you leave it to the judges.
Man.
The move of the fight.
Shoutouts to the YouTube people. Elnor Toredo. What's going on, dude? Just watching the fights. We had Junior Albini versus Arlovski right now. Looks like Arlovski won, in my opinion. I got it, would it be 28-27? Am I doing the wrong math?
I have it 2 rounds Arlovski, yeah. 1 round Albin.
Yeah, that makes it a lot more simpler. 2-1 for Arlovski.
Hopefully, man, but the judges, you never know, man.
Yeah, it looks like Arlovski won that one, in my opinion. If Albini would have continued what he was doing in the first, he would have won.
Yeah, he was a lot more aggressive in the first
round. I wanted Albini to win. I had high hopes for him. We need young blood in the heavyweight division.
Because this guy said Albini would win.
Who?
In the chat.
Albini won or Arlovski?
He's sane.
Well, you said Albini, but he said Arlovski.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you. I didn't see. You said Arlovski. He said Albini. Yeah, happy Veterans Day. We both have happy Veterans Day to anyone watching. Yeah. We actually both have family that served. Driz did the reserves, and your sister did the army.
Yeah.
And then Gil.
Gil too, right?
Yeah, Gil. So shout outs to them. We actually have family in the military. So yeah, happy Veterans Day to everyone watching. From here at the Full Heel Podcast, brother. Check out my Survivor Series. I have them on iTunes and Podbean. My Survivor Series season. I should be uploading them. I actually recorded some video of me playing video games the other day just so I can upload it as a video and the audio, and I could just upload the audio with the video so people could check that out if they want.
What have you been playing?
I just recorded the couple matches I had. I might just edit it to where I have a bunch of just my badass moves or whatever, or just badass highlights
and shit.
Yeah, just a bunch of like...
They're about to announce it right now.
I think it's going to be Arlovski. Man, Albini. He got pieced up, though. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Yep. Under Arlovski. I wonder what it was.
They should say right under the...
Yeah, they usually bring it up. I don't know why they did it.
Let's see if he calls anybody out, retires. Unanimous decision. Damn. Unanimous decision, dude.
Yeah, no. I agree with that. He won 2 out of the 3 rounds.
Can you put the volume up? Or
use the headphones.
Is it on? Yeah. Oh, the controller's dead.
Just turn on the controller real quick. Yeah, Andre won. Andre won unanimous decision. Heavyweight UFC hit. Damn, he's got 15 wins right before, right under Frank Mir. Speaking of Frank Mir, Frank Mir is going to fight Fedor Emelianenko in the opening round of the Bellator heavyweight tournament. What do you think about that one, Jamie the Jobber? Brother.
It's going to be a good fight because they're both old school veterans, man.
Both
wins. I'm going to Frank Mir.
Frank Mir? You think Frank Mir takes it?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Frank.
It's going to be a tough test for Fedor, man.
Fedor lost against Meathead, right?
Yeah, Fedor lost against Meathead.
Yeah.
Fuck, just Frankie. Look, his eye is fucked up. I wonder if he gets surgery on it. That's why we lost the fight.
Because of his eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all, like, yellow.
You could see it was a little bruise right there.
What is it? What's the actual condition called, or what'd they say?
No, I think he had a fractured orbital.
Damn.
Like, it's definitely a broken bone, or else they would've let him fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Aldo's fighting in Detroit. Aldo versus Max Holloway, too.
This next fight, man. Diego Sanchez and Matt Brown.
It's gonna be epic, dude. It's gonna be straight up fury. It's going to be a fucking hurricane. It's going
to be a slobber knocker.
Because Matt Brown does not back down, dude. I don't know. He comes forward all day and
Diego Sanchez is the same way, man. He's the same way.
God damn.
Matt Brown said this might be his last fight.
This guy says Aldo will win the fight in 13 seconds in Detroit.
No, get out of here.
Nah, Holloway's tough, man. Yeah. Holloway's tough.
That'll be crazy if it
doesn't. You know what? Sadly, we're probably never going to see that rematch between Conor and Aldo.
No. Probably not.
Like,
unless Aldo just fucking starts destroying everybody left and right.
Yeah. But he would have to move up as well to 155 and destroy a bunch of people. Well, he would have to go on a tear. Yeah. Like, win the title at 145, move up to 155, get a couple of victories there. Like, literally chasing Conor like he says he was.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be tough to chase him down, man. That guy...
What do you think is going to happen to Conor for that slapping shit?
Fuck, yeah. So if you guys don't know, if you guys haven't seen anything, Conor's boy yesterday won in Bellator. And then Conor jumped in the ring and hugged him. And then Mike Goddard separated them and kind of just pushed Conor away, checking on this guy's buddy. Conor took offense to that and like ran across the cage at Goddard. And like don't know shoved who Goddard him are. While Goddard was trying to.
People don't know who Goddard is.
Mike Goddard is the referee.
Yeah, okay.
And he ran across the fucking cage, pushed him.
Yeah, this.
Conor pushed Mike Goddard, and eventually they got Conor out of the ring. But then, like, he climbed the cage and slapped the commissioner in the head. But I think this is like the Irish commission as well, and like, I don't know, dude. I love Conor, but. Conor's not bigger than the sport, and he shouldn't be allowed to be doing this shit. There has to be some kind of
repercussion for
repercussion for doing this. That was a dick move, man. Yeah, you can't be pushing officials. You can't be slapping commissioners. I don't want to see him suspended or anything, but there's got to be something done where he can't do this shit.
They're gonna fine him a lot of money, or I don't. They can do whatever they want with him, basically. So I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but yeah, he can't be doing that shit. Like, he fucking owns both companies or something.
And it sucks because he's so hot right now, because if he gets suspended by the commission, they kind of have to abide by those rules, I think. I think he would have to serve that suspension.
Fuck, yeah. No Ezekiel Elliott type stuff.
No, well, it would be the commission that would just be like, you're done for this amount of time. Even though he didn't have to do that community service that he had to do, apparently, and this fine was reduced ridiculously.
Oh, for the water bottle throwing thing?
But so was Nate's. They reduced Nate's as well. So.
Okay.
I don't know, though, this time, because he pushed the ref.
And then slapped the commissioner,
And then slapped the commissioner. And, like, he was going at him aggressively. It wasn't like, oh, he just pushed him. No, he was like, it was like he almost wanted to fight him.
Oh, come on, man. That's ridiculous. You shouldn't see him? Fucking... not the commissioner, but with the referee. See the video? Yeah, I seen the one with the referee
didn't you see how fucking aggressive he looked?
Yeah, he did look kind of mad. Yeah,
I'm not saying he was gonna fight him, but like he was coming at him pretty mad. Like,
yeah,
really angry. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why he was that angry. This guy's doing his job, and you came in there and you're interfering him doing his job, especially that one where he ran across the cage and stopped him and like shoved him. Because he kind of shoved them onto a woozy opponent. He was down. The opponent was down trying to recover. And Mike Goddard wants to go check on him. And Conor shoves the shit out of him. Mm-hmm. And they all kind of have like a little scuffle around the poor guy that's trying to recover after being knocked out. So that's not cool. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But.
Just showing the intros. Not the intros, but the little promo.
Matt, the Mortal versus Diego Sanchez. Again, dude, two guys that have been here forever.
I think specifically that's why they have him fighting on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Because everybody that's fighting is like old school guys, man. Dude, think about it.
Lozon got put out by Guida earlier, all crazy.
He went ham on him, dude.
What was that?
Nasty hammer fist.
Yeah.
Because he knew that's what he was going to say. What?
Shout outs to the YouTube comments. Conor knocked out referee in 13 seconds.
Oh,
yeah, they should make that fight. Conor versus Mike Goddard.
Fuck it. Put it on Bellator. They'll watch it for sure.
If he doesn't get suspended, what do you think's the fight?
The fight for Conor?
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be GSP or
Tony?
Yeah.
I think it has to be Tony first. Did you hear the kind of the framework that people think that's trying to get played out right now? So they want Connor to win.
Okay.
And then they want GSP, Woodley. GSP wins. Then they do Connor GSP. That's super mega ultra ridiculous fight.
Yeah, that's possible. I can see that happening.
And like a catch weight of 165.
Yeah.
And you open up the division to 165.
Yeah, I can see that happening for sure.
Dude, 22-16 for Matt Brown, 29-10 for Diego Sanchez. It's crazy, man.
Fucking almost identical records, man. This guy has 6 more losses, but still the same amount of wins.
Toretto asked online on YouTube, he asked Connor versus Tony or Connor versus Khabib. I was so down for for Tony Khabib that when Khabib fucking dropped out of it at the very last second, he fucking broke my heart really bad. And I kind of had to get off his train, his hype train, or his bandwagon, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And not saying that I was rooting for him in that fight. I thought it was going to be a tough fight. And I wouldn't necessarily had to have a pick in that one. But if I have to choose between Tony and Connor and Connor and Khabib. Khabib, I would have to go with Tony just because he never pulled out of the fight. He made weight.
Yeah, and he's a champ right now, man. Yeah, he's a champ right now. Khabib hasn't fought in a while, man. Yeah. And he got lit. He got stunned pretty good by what's his name, the last guy he fought.
Michael Johnson.
Yeah, there you go, Michael Johnson, man. So
I don't know. Connor really broke my heart. No, not Connor. Khabib really broke my heart. I really wanted to see Tony
him
versus
for, yeah, that would have been awesome, man.
That was such a badass fight, and for him to fucking. He's a professional. I know, you know, it sucks that he didn't make weight or whatever, and he was dying. He's a professional. He gets paid to do this shit. Like, man, I know Khabib's undefeated, man, but I don't know. I'd rather see Tony versus.
He's going to fight, what's his name?
Edson Barbosa.
There you go.
And you know what really sucks about Khabib? Because, like, he didn't talk his way into it. He won so many fights, he was undefeated, and then he finally started speaking up more, and he finally got the fight. He was finally going to get paid some money. He was finally going to get the respect he wanted to a certain extent. And yeah. Then he fucking drops out of it the day of. Like,
that's crazy.
It kind of fucked with everyone. Like, it made a lot of people be like, fuck you, Khabib. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, come on.
Like, they didn't even. He didn't give him enough time to even fucking find another opponent, man. Anything.
Yeah, I say let Tony and Connor figure shit out. And then But see, that's the thing. Connor's not going to want to fight this guy anymore either. He's going to be like, he's inconsistent with his weight.
Yeah, Connor's just going to want to fight just big names, man.
Mm-hmm. That's he's all like, what? He's like, I'm going to make weight. And then this guy's not going to make weight. And then we can't fight. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. This guy over here.
Matt Brown's on his way into the octagon right now. Just wanted to see what they were talking about.
This guy's saying that JDS broke his heart when he lost to Overeem over here in the YouTube comments. Overeem's got a big ass fight against Francis Ngannou.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it JDS versus Ngannou? That one would have been a fucking badass fight. But now we have Overeem versus Ngannou, which is even crazier for Ngannou.
He knocks everybody out, man.
Yeah, but fucking Overeem's crazy sick striker.
Yeah, but it's
and he's been fighting a lot more defensive too.
Yeah, he's been picking his shots more.
Yeah,
he's been really smart now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good fight. That one's gonna be a good fight.
Ngannou needs to win, man. There needs to be young blood in that division.
Yeah. Because all of them are, like, old-school names, man.
Yeah, Ngannou would be a nice name, a nice draw to that division. I don't know why what's the champion's name? Can't even remember his name.
Who?
Miocic. Miocic isn't a huge draw. He's a badass fighter.
When's the last time he fought?
He's in contract disputes right now.
Oh, what the fuck? Come on, man. Alright, Diego Sanchez, Matt Brown, who do you got?
Who do I got?
Yeah.
Matt Brown? I got Matt Brown.
Matt Brown?
Yeah.
Man.
Toretto asked where we're from. We're from Southside Chicago. Diego Sanchez always looks super angry.
Yeah, I'm going to go with gonna take a shit. I'm going to go with him. Fuck it.
You're going with Diego?
Yeah.
The nightmare? Is he the nightmare right now, or is he the dream?
He's a nightmare because he's looking mean.
Yep, he's the nightmare. Oh, this guy's from Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn. I need to visit New York one day, man. It's not even that far of a trip. We should go one day.
I'm down.
A weekend, nigga. Yeah, we don't got to take off of work or nothing.
We can leave Friday and that's it.
Yeah, next year when... Well, not even next year. We'll go a couple months. Literally next year.
Yeah, a couple months.
Because there's like fights up until... like we need to find a weekend where there's no fights so we can go check out New York.
Who is that? Matt Brown's family, I think?
Probably. Like? Showing some hot chick.
And a couple little kids.
Yeah, Dan Miragliata refereeing this fight.
All right, let's go, man. That'd
be awesome.
Get the timer ready, man.
This guy says, come and be guest. He has a huge sports bar. That would be awesome. Yeah, I've never visited. It would be awesome to go visit New York. Definitely one of the spots I want to go to.
Damn, Diego Sanchez just ran up on him, man.
Same all the time. He's coming in hot.
He's trying to already take an attempt to take down, man.
Well, he doesn't want to strike with the longer opponent. He wants to work his ground and pound.
True. His wrestling,
I thought he was going to strike, though, but nope, right away. Trying to work that single leg. Matt Brown, though, is looking older, though, man. He's already looking gray a little bit.
Yeah, man, but he's always such a badass fighter, though, man. He's always fun to watch.
Well, the thing is, he's already talking retirement. Like, this was supposed to be his retirement fight, and he said he was going to assess things after the fight, so I don't know.
He's still trying, man. He hasn't let go of that single leg. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, that would be awesome, Toretto.
What'd he say?
Over here hitting me with opportunities, possibilities. Dude, Diego fights at welterweight, at lightweight, and he's fought at fucking featherweight.
God damn. Three different... Man, he's crazy.
Yeah. I forgot this fight was at welterweight, but then I'm like, wait, Matt Brown's a huge motherfucker.
Yeah, there's no... Alright, they finally like got off the cage.
Mean as Diego fucking swinging all his fucking power, dude, with those overhands. Yeah. Missed.
But at least you're standing up now, man.
Well, yeah, he couldn't get the takedown. Diego catching some jabs.
Another takedown attempt. Stuff, though, for now. Yeah.
You better watch out. Matt Brown will sink in a choke real quick.
It's true.
I've seen him do it.
Diego's still not giving up. They'll say that they separate out. Matt Brown connecting on those jabs, man. Damn. Diego caught him too right now.
Diego's ferocious, dude. He's waiting for that counter or that takedown. Damn. Slipped right out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see how fucking forward pressured he was, though?
Yeah.
He slipped out of it and he still went forward. He drove his shoulder forward still and drove it into the mat. Made Diego look a little stupid.
Brown connected on a quick little leg kick.
Hey, peace out, Toretto. Thanks for commenting. Drop us a like, man, if you can. And thanks for watching, dude. Appreciate the support.
Matt Brown with an elbow.
Dude, yeah. It's body kick.
That looked like it hurt.
Yeah. Take care, Toretto. Dude, it's an hour actually ahead for them, so it's even later. It's already 12:30 over there.
Damn.
Well, yeah, it's New York. Is it? Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 11:26 right now. Ow.
Matt Brown winced at that fucking kick, and this Diego needs to start aiming him at the body.
Hell yeah.
Head kick blocked. Nice body kick landed by Brown, but not the same effect.
He slipped. Oh, shit.
It looked bad a little bit for me. What was going on? Oh, shit.
What happened? What? Matt Brown knocked out Diego Sanchez?
What happened?
What the fuck what is the going fuck, on? UFC?
So the UFC with this shitty ass fucking, they're rewinding it and shit for us. I don't know. They showed the knockdown and then rewinded it. What the hell happened?
What the fuck?
Weird ass broadcast.
UFC. They got a contact high and shit, man.
Yeah. The hell. It looks like Diego Sanchez got knocked the fuck out by
Matt Brown.
Yep. Was it an elbow? He's pointing at his elbow. Yeah, Matt Brown's pointing at his elbow. Dude, why isn't it's a ring announcer guy? Bruce Buffer, why isn't he wearing that crazy ass suit he was wearing last time?
Because it's not a big UFC event. But he does have that big ass fucking baller.
Yeah, he does have that fucking crazy pimp ring, man.
Yep. It's a pimp ring.
So what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott, dude? The Chronicles of Ezekiel Elliott.
He got suspended, man. That's it. That's it. The suspension's finally upheld. Unless he can appeal it again. Which
how?
I don't know, like, man. I'm not a lawyer, but I just fucking know he got suspended. Officially.
By the league.
Yeah.
But he's been appealing it.
Yeah, but like the judges, the courts denied his request for like an emergency hold. Or some bullshit like that.
What does that mean? So he can't appeal it anymore?
I don't think so.
So he lost the appeal?
Yeah. That's why he's suspended now.
Damn. Ezekiel Elliott fucked up, bro.
Hey, man. It's crazy. If he did it, that's fucked up. And if he didn't, then it sucks that he's getting blamed for it.
Well, dude, the courts found them innocent. How that's fucked up that they're just like, you know what? Whatever. You're still suspended.
Trying to make an example out of him.
I get it's their league, but how much more evidence how much more proof do they need when the courts are like, nah, he was in the right. And they're like, you know what? We don't believe you. You might be the judicial system, but we don't give a shit.
Oh. All right, they're going to come with the official. Man, I want to see the fucking thing live. What happened, man?
Yeah.
I didn't like how it froze on them and they... Oh, here it goes.
Let's see. Yeah, it kind of fucking fell.
This is the last we've seen right here. Yeah. Oh, shit. God damn.
Oh, fuck. So he's holding Diego's leg and they go against the cage. He lets go of Diego's leg and as his leg is coming down, he fucking hits him with the right elbow right in the head. Diego folds like a fucking...
beach chair.
Yep.
God damn.
He didn't have to follow him. He just folded nasty.
It was a walk-off, damn. Man.
Yeah. That was a home run if it was anything. Mike Goddard. Stan Migliata. Ah, my fucking neck.
The hell's going on? The camera went black?
My neck's all
fucked up. His kids.
I wonder if he retires. Does he go out on a super high note?
We're about to find out. I'm about to listen to it right now. He's talking to Diego right now.
Well, you know what? He would be going out on a high note.
Ah. He said he was talking about it.
I think he should retire.
Man, he said shout out Full Hill Podcast.
Oh, bro, that's the best.
He's giving props to Diego right now.
I don't know if a Diego win would warrant him to stay in the UFC. If he want, like, he's already talking about retirement. He's already said this was the last fight. I say he should retire. Mm. I'm not trying to talk shit about Diego, but like, Diego's not a contender at 170. He's not in the top 15.
No, he's just a name, an old school guy.
He's a badass fighter that's been around a while.
Entertaining.
Definitely an entertaining fighter, but... is that enough? Is a win over him to keep you around if you're already talking about retirement?
Who, Diego?
Yeah, like a win over him, is that enough to keep you around after retire? Like after maybe talking retirement.
It depends, man. Just depends.
Like yeah, he holds a leg, pushes him against the cage, lets go of the leg, and he was already planning it. He knew what he was doing. Let go of the leg and threw the elbow. Folded Diego. Diego couldn't. He had no control over himself after that. He was just on the floor. Doom, dude. Look at him.
That's horrible.
Killed him. It's a pretty nasty knockout for people that want
to
check it out.
He's bringing up retirement right now. We're about to see what he's going to say.
John Anik's asking him?
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
First round of 344 knockout. We'll see what happens right here. Jamie?
What?
What are you reporting? What is he saying?
That we'll see.
Yeah, he said he was going to go back and take a... Mm-hmm. Oh, his sons! Nah, they missed a high five. They're jumping all over. So awesome.
Anakin's just giving them props just in case he is retiring. Yeah, maybe less time.
Tad little kids jumping in his arms. That's pretty cool, though. They shouldn't be in there, though, bro. Just like Connor. Connor shouldn't have been in there yesterday. Just
go in there and slap people?
Yep. Tell him to push the referee and slap the commissioner. That's awesome, though. He gets to take pictures. It probably is. Like I'm saying, this should be his last fight. Look, he's got his kids in there. He said he was going to do it.
He beat might, Diego. Man, but he fucking beat him nasty, though. Yeah. That was a horrible elbow. That was nasty.
And they keep showing it.
Yeah, it was disgusting, man. It was nasty.
Dude, he just...
I don't expect any less from Matt Brown.
He took the soul out of fucking Diego. He's like, give me that soul, bitch.
Oh, it flew into the second row and shit, man. It was a bad elbow. It was good, though. Man, the fight card's been pretty good, man.
Yeah, I told you. I told these guys to come by. There's going to be a lot of names. Shout out to the Donkey Stable. Anyone watching? And then these guys.
Main event. Let's go.
Sun Caesar, Red Mathis, whatever the hell his name is.
Whatever.
Toucan Sam. Johnny the Body Ventura. And this guy's here. So fuck him. I don't got to say shit. But shouts out to them. They couldn't make it today, but probably next week. Like I said, there's like 7 more UFCs in a row.
That's awesome.
So, a lot of UFC to go, brothers.
All right, so who do you got for the Poirier Pettis?
I got Pettis all day, dude. I've always been a Pettis fan since WEC. We used to watch him back in the day. You might want to jump off the wagon because you're a little bitch.
Nah, nigga. I'm going to go Poirier.
Nah, fuck you, bitch.
Poirier.
Fuck you. We've been watching WEC. I remember going to your house on Thursdays and watching this shit. And you're going to turn your back on Pettis like that?
Yeah.
That nigga's from Milwaukee.
So?
Nah, fuck you, bitch. I got Pettis all day.
I remember watching him, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I remember we used to go watch, or I used to go to your house and watch WEC.
It was good, man. It was good. It was entertaining. They had
good fights. Miguel Ángel Torres was champion, dominating champion.
Yeah.
Uriah Faber was champion. And Jose Aldo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Pettis took the championship from Benson. We had Cowboy back there.
Yep.
Or back then.
It was a lot of them, man.
It was a great organization. Mm-hmm. It had all the small weight classes.
I was glad when they bought them, you know, UFC. They're gonna buy you the WEC. I'm like, fuck yeah! All the champions were good, man. They are good.
Yeah, they've been promoting this fight a lot. The Tybura versus Verdum.
Yeah,
I like that promo. He's coming in kicking.
Fuck! I forgot who it was. Bigfoot? No.
Nope.
Wasn't Bigfoot? No. I don't know.
Travis Brown.
There you go.
He comes in running, fucking kicking Travis Brown in the face.
And he knocked him down, right?
No, he just kicked him. Well, later on, I think.
Okay.
In that fight. But not from that kick to the face.
So you got, who do you got, Atlanta Falcons or the fucking Cowboys, bitch?
Not watching one single game this year. Oh, dude, we got the Bears versus the Packers tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not having watched one single game all year or looked at the stats or looked at the record.
Uh-huh.
I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons.
Why?
Because I think the Atlanta Falcons were in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, but they choked horribly.
I know they lost against the New England Patriots.
That's why you cover your mouth for.
Oh, my God. You don't know where that's from?
No.
Maybe one day you'll learn. It's from The Simpsons. You remember?
No.
In one of the Super Bowl episodes. Because they were going to get... They were getting sued or something.
Mm-hmm.
They would be sued. Nah, I don't know what it was. But they like every when him and Homer were saying it, Mo, he would bring the mug to his face and say...
Gotcha.
The Atlanta Falcons. So the Miami Dolphins.
What a little bitch.
Dude, I think Bettis is going to make a comeback today.
Fuck that bitch-ass motherfucker.
Nigga, he was on the Wheaties box. Fucking straight up hating, little bitch.
Fuck him.
Poirier's never been on any box.
Let's go.
He's about to get boxed the fuck out. That's what I'm saying. Nah, I think Bettis is very technically sound striking. I think he just uses his flashiness a lot. And due to his flashiness, he's like, look at that, dude. Look what he did to Cowboy. He folded him. But when you're too flashy like Bettis is, you get taken down a lot more. Forward pressure gets to you a lot more because you're not constantly using your jab to try to get that pressure off or pressure him.
Yeah.
He's trying to pick his spot to land the super badass shot, super flashy, that one-hit KO. And sometimes it's to his disadvantage because the other guy's going to work. The other
guy's landing. Poirier ain't no bitch, though, man. Yeah, look at him.
That's the thing. If Bettis is just going to look for that one shot, it's not going to work because Poirier's going to come in with the 1-2s and trying to work his boxing.
Yeah.
Trying to piece him up, 1-2, maybe a kick. Bettis can't come in with that flashiness all day. Like, he needs to land his combos, and then when those combos are executed well, pick his spot with that flashy shit. Or daze him. Daze and confuse that motherfucker, and then take him out.
Let me see who's coming out first right now.
Poirier. You want to bet on it?
Yeah. What do you want to bet? Damn. Because you were about to lose. Damn.
Good thing you came out. I was wrong. Bettis is coming out first.
He's coming out to some rap song. I don't know what it is.
You should know. What is it? Have you seen Thor Ragnarok yet?
No, but I heard nothing but good things about it.
I'm going to go watch it tomorrow.
Remember, stay for the after credits.
Nah. It's a Marvel movie. Nah. I'm just going to leave. I always leave. My nephews always complain.
Do they?
Yep. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here as soon as the movie ends. They're like, no, we're going to stay for the end. And I'm like, nah. Like, you can watch it at home. I'm like, we saw the movie.
Damn, you're an asshole.
Hey, they didn't pay. They didn't drive.
But still, you can't wait like 5 extra minutes?
Nah. Don't wanna. It's not part of the movie.
Yes, it is. That's why it's in it.
Nope, then put it in the movie.
It is the movie. Don't
put it at the end. Nope, put it in the fucking movie.
The credits is still technically the movie.
Suck my dick. Not watching the credits.
Yeah.
Just leaving. As soon as the movie ends, I'm out of there. I'm not waiting for these fucking assholes. Traffic. Even though there's no traffic, but fuck it. Anyway, I'm out of there.
I like watching them. They're pretty cool. Yeah, all of them. Yeah, I watched all of them.
Thors?
All the after credits from all the Marvel movies.
I haven't.
Find them all online, yeah, too, actually.
I've seen some, but I haven't seen all. You don't got Bettis, right? You're hating.
No, I got Poirier.
But I'm like, can Bettis wet himself like that? No.
I don't know why he's doing that for. That was kind of weird. Right?
Well, maybe he was,
too dry?
No, maybe he was working out and he was a little sweaty. So, pour it on the cold to cool off, wipe it off so he's not sweaty or wet.
True.
That's what I'm guessing. But it has a crazy story about his dad getting killed in a home invasion. And his dad lives right, or his dad's buried right by him.
His brother's not in his corner with him?
That's weird, right?
Yeah. But yeah, back to his dad. Yeah, it's sad, man, that his dad passed away like that.
Yeah. But he would run to it all the time in the morning or something. That was his running ritual. Run through it in the cemetery. It's kind of sad. I don't know where I'm going with that. But Yeah, it's kind of weird that Sergio Pettis isn't there.
Yeah, I'm surprised why. I wonder why his brother's not there.
He's been adding a lot of different coaches to his training camp. He always has Duke Rufus and shit.
Okay.
But I didn't see Duke right now. You see Duke?
Nope.
Are they already in the corner? Nope. They're moving up there. I didn't see Duke. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, same here.
What the hell?
No, that's not him talking to him, is it?
I stopped paying attention. We got Poirier coming out. This is your guy right here, Poirier. Yeah, let's go. The guy that's never been on a Wheaties box, never been champion.
Doesn't matter.
He got knocked out by Michael Johnson for talking shit.
Yeah, I'll get
started. Yeah, that's your guy right there. I'm just telling you who you got.
We got to start
from somewhere. Michael Johnson starched them.
Sucks for him.
It's about what that's what Pettis is going to do right now.
No.
Yep, knee to the face. Watch.
No.
Watch.
Coming out to some James Brown, bitch. What you know about James Brown? I don't care. You in the face.
This guy over here. Dude, I can't record the screen. My fucking channel will be taken down. I gave you the link. What else do you want? The link's right there.
Put it in there again.
Probably. Yeah. Like, do people not know how the copyright works? I don't want my channel taken down. Let's see. I put the link so you can find it right there. Well, not even find it. You don't even have to do anything. You just have to click on the link and X out the advertisements. But enjoy. And hit that subscribe button and drop a like. Other people do it, though, on Facebook and all that shit. They record it. Like, they'll record it off their phone.
Yeah.
Dude, there's people that have... They're not even fight companions. It's their fight reactions, but they'll go and they'll sit where there's two TVs behind them at a restaurant. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it has to be their phone. And they put their phone and they put Facebook Live and they'll record it. Or they'll just rip it from Facebook Live later or from Facebook because it gets recorded on there. But it's them eating wings and like watching fights and the fights are playing behind them and they're talking about the fights.
Gotcha.
And people watch them. People watch those videos because they watch free fights on there. But I'm not trying to do that. I'll give you the link because I find links, but it's about it.
12 first round finishes. Let's go. 13 with this one.
Whatever. You wish.
13 with this one. Let's go.
You wish.
Look at that chick right there.
Which one?
Right there in the back. Looks like a dude. Let's go.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
His 13th first round knockout.
I bet Pettis has more. Probably not. I didn't check. I could have. Albini disappointed me, bro.
Sucks to suck.
Well, yeah, you had Arlovski, right? You fucking dildo.
Yeah.
This guy's only got 9. No, he's got 16 stops. Not in the first round, though. Stoppages, though.
12 of them in the first round.
Who? Pettis?
No, Poirier.
Wait, who cares? Damn. He's had a rough road.
Let's go.
Recently. Pettis has... So is your boy Poirier. Don't think you're all hot shit over there, nigga.
Hey, I didn't say he wasn't. Look at that.
What?
Yeah, bitch.
I'm looking at Poirier's record over here.
Bam.
Dude, he almost got beat up by Eddie Alvarez.
Doesn't matter. No, there's more green. Contest. There's more green than Pettis.
Recently? Yeah, I guess.
That's why.
I'll give you that one. That's the only thing you got going, bitch.
A lot more grain.
Dude, he got starched by Michael Johnson at 135.
Hey, Michael Johnson's good. He stunned Khabib.
Yeah, that's why he had to move down to 145, right?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's good. Michael Johnson's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's good. Put it back on the page.
Nope.
You can put the timer on when his fight starts.
Maybe tomorrow I'll put it.
Shut up, Milwaukee. Fuck you, bitch.
Why are you hating Milwaukee? They face the Bears tomorrow.
That's why.
Dude, this guy was on the Wheaties box. He was...
It doesn't matter. The fuck?
Michael Jordan was on the Wheaties box, nigga.
You're comparing Anthony Pettis to Michael Jordan?
Maybe.
Then why isn't he the champ?
He was.
Why isn't he undefeated back-to-back-to-back champs? 6 times.
Well, he's trying to. He's trying to win it 2 times.
I think that's right his girlfriend. Yeah, because there's his brother.
Oh, that's probably it. What the fuck? You know what it is? He doesn't like cornering.
No?
No.
No.
I don't know. I'm making this shit up.
I don't know, but his girlfriend's pretty hot.
They just didn't like fighting on the same card before because they've lost, and then it makes them feel like shit.
When they both lose?
Well, no, because one will lose early, and then...
Gotcha.
The one loses later on because he feels like shit because he saw his brother lose. So he's like, I don't want to fight in the same card anymore. But that doesn't make sense of why he's not in the corner. Yeah, that's what I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Now I'm full of shit.
It's your brother, man. You got to fucking back him up.
He was there supporting, like...
Yeah.
Good seats, too. Front row seats.
Yeah. Let's go, 13th first round knockout by Poirier. Let's go.
You wish.
Wishes come true, bitch.
Here we go. There's going to be a fucking super spinning back kick, tornado kick. Watch.
Tornado kick.
Yep, he's going to kick off the fucking cage and do three spins in the air and land the fucking heel on this guy's face.
Let's go.
Look at this already, boo. Oh, come on, dude. You ain't got shit. Look at this. Look at him. He's already fucking coming out with these kicks. Full force. Oh, my goodness. He got knocked out all sick. Nah, I like Pettis' movement. He's moving really well. And he's starting strong with the kicks. How's Poirier going to do anything if he's going to be kicked all day?
It's right here.
Oh, shit. Oh, just shit.
Fucking up 1-2 right there.
He didn't even hit him.
It doesn't matter. That's what he threw.
Damn. He could block them all day. Those kicks are going to start hurting eventually. And look at Pettis using the cage very well, moving laterally very well. You scared? Is that what you ain't talking over there?
No, I'm going to let Poirier do the talking.
Oh, knees by fucking Pettis. Flying knee.
It didn't connect, bitch.
Yeah, it kind of landed a little bit. It was scary. It scared me. A
little bit don't count.
It scared me.
A little bit don't count. Stop being scared a little bit.
Oh, Poirier with a takedown.
Let's go.
I'm not liking this here, right?
Put his wrestling to use.
No wrestling. No wrestling. Stop being a bitch, Poirier. Get up. He didn't like that flying knee.
It's not boxing.
He didn't like that flying knee. There's no knees in boxing, bitch. No, but that is the one weakness of Anthony Johnson. Anthony Pettis. Mm. And you keep him down and pressure him on the floor and smother him. You can smother him. But he has very good submissions as well, so watch out for that one. That was always the asterisk with him, because if Khabib got him, Khabib was going to destroy him 100%.
Just take him on the floor.
Yeah. It's his... Because he does have dangerous submissions, but they need to be murderous.
Mm. Pettis is trying to get like a guillotine on him, but he's not really under him.
This guy's controlling the feet.
Oh, shit. Kimura attempt by Pettis.
Yeah. I think it's more to get better positioning to try to get up. I'm not saying that he can't get it in there, but,
Poirier trying to punch his way out.
Is it in? Because Poirier looks like he's panicking a little bit.
No, he let it go.
Yeah, fuck this. He's in his guard. Poirier was calling a title shot if he won.
Was he?
Yeah, he's like, I need to get a title shot if I win. Max Holloway got a title shot. This guy got a title shot. He's like, I deserve one if I beat Pettis. Damn. I don't know about that, buddy.
He has to do it in really, really big fashion.
Yep. Ooh, nice little sweep by Pettis. Beautiful, dude.
That was nice.
Hey, don't. No. Stand up, Pettis. Don't be wrestling him. You already saw you got out wrestled for like 2 minutes.
Ooh, nice knee by Poirier. And nice elbow.
Disengage, fucking Elper Pettis. Cut. Here we go. Nice little elbow by Pettis. He needs to strike with him. That's where I've seen Poirier get put out. Ooh, nice knee to the body, followed by a right overhand by Pettis. He needs to set him up a little bit more.
And Poirier just tried to fucking load on him.
Yeah, but he's not. It's not working. When he's gonna catch it a 1-2?
No.
Because those are stiff shots by Pettis.
Pettis, yeah.
They got some pop behind them. You can't take too many of those without going to sleep.
Oh, nice knee by Poirier. Nice knee by
Poirier, yeah. See, look, again, Pettis, stop working the wrestling. Why are you against the cage right here when you're landing
just
some
nice
shots? Just
keep your distance and picking at him, man.
He's working like the hand. Look, he's working the hand over here. Did he catch him with something?
It looked like
Poirier, fucking wobbled this guy a little bit. Ooh, nice body kick by Anthony. I think Anthony needs to use his distance and land the strikes. It was working for him.
Yeah.
Look at that right. It's landed so many times. But maybe that eye, like, he has taken some
damage. Nice uppercut.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Poirier's landing some nice shit. Spinning back fist by Pettis, though. Didn't look that effective, but it still landed.
Ooh. Poirier's closing the ring and fucking him up.
Yeah. 15 seconds left, though.
Let's go.
Pettis, what the hell are you doing,
Let's
bro?
Go. Ooh, nice uppercut.
Nice uppercut, yeah, but... Damn, who do you give that? I'd probably give that round to Pettis. They're not
tapping
Pettis.
Him in the butt.
Probably give it to Poirier.
He knows he fucks him. He's fucked him up.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Pettis, but I think I would give that one the slight edge to Poirier because of the ground control. Striking, I think he even outstruck him a little bit. God damn it.
That was a good... The end of it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is Duke Rufus. It didn't look like Duke Rufus with the hat.
Oh, right. I think he
had it. Didn't look like him.
I think he had it up pat forward.
Yeah.
I think that's how you couldn't tell it was him.
Hey, Marcos King, what's up? Yeah, dude, that was a fucking uppercut from hell.
Hell in a cell.
Fucking Vince McMahon?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nah, dude, I'm over here a little scared with Pettis.
Dude, Poirier was lighting him up the last 45 seconds.
And that's the thing, like, he started, like, almost looking for a shot to knock him out with Pettis was.
Yeah.
And he's getting caught when he's doing that. He needs to land his one sweep. Nice little sweep. He needs to land his 1-2s. They have some nice pop and keep on landing his kicks. Wait for the wobble and then jump on him. But he let fucking this guy unload on him for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which isn't good.
The second round's about to start.
He can't be sitting on the cage like that. Letting Poirier unload. That ain't cool. Dude, Poirier's 8, Pettis is 13. Like I said, Pettis has lost a lot.
Yeah.
How does Poirier expect to get a fucking title shot beating the 13 guy when he's higher ranked than Pettis is? Because Pettis wasn't even calling a title shot if he
beat Poirier. Man, if Pettis was number 3 right now,
Yeah, but...
Not 13. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God damn it. Poirier is probably going to land this takedown.
Oh, it looks like he got his... Yeah.
I don't know if he's got his hands clamped or not.
Yeah, they said he does.
Yeah.
Damn, took him down.
I do not like Pettis on the ground unless he starts fucking throwing up some good submissions. He's just trying to work some shit.
He can't do shit neither, man. He's pressed up against a cage so bad, too, man. Yeah.
He needs to get the feet on the hips. Oh, dude. Triangle attempt. He got the leg over the arm, and he's got the legs locked.
Ooh.
Come on.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. He got out. Pettis is out.
He's still trying to get it. He's still trying to get it.
Oh! Is it in?
Oh, no.
He got out.
No.
It looked like he locked it in a little bit.
Really quick. Ooh, nice elbow.
Poirier's doing some damage, though, here. With these failed attempts of Pettis, he's cutting them up, slicing them up good.
Pettis is bleeding pretty
damn,
good.
Damn,
he got his back.
Poirier's taking the back with 3 minutes left.
Fuck,
triangle. Body triangle on the back.
Fuck. Oh.
With all that blood in his eyes, too?
He can't see. He's got a three whole minutes, too, man.
3 whole minutes to work?
Shit, Pettis is busted up good. It looks like a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell.
Fuck.
God damn it,
He can't see.
Yeah.
He has his eyes closed.
Damn, he turned in it. Even being in the body triangle, it's so hard to turn in it when your body triangle.
Dude, he's gushing.
Hey,
he rubbed his face against his.
Now he's got Poirier all bloodied up with his own. Nice elbows by fucking
Pettis.
After reversing the position, Poirier's trying to land some elbows from the bottom. More elbows landed by Anthony.
They're sharing DNA right now.
Yeah. A lot of blood. Is Anthony going to take the back with 2 minutes left?
So it looks like he got one hook in.
No, this guy's trying to buck him off. Yeah, he bucked him off. And ooh, now nice. He's on top.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, there's blood everywhere.
Oh, Bet is trying to throw up a submission right now. He's trying to get his leg free. Oh, he's trying to throw it up again.
It's going to be tough, though.
Triangle again. Armbar, maybe?
The best thing that would work would be it would have to be the rear naked. Right now, the body slip out of the triangle.
Trying to get his back again.
Especially with the amount of blood everywhere.
Damn, they're so slippery, though. They're not going to be able to connect.
Badass with the fucking reversing the position with great transitioning. Or the blood, or the slipperiness of the blood. I don't know what it is. But it's gotta suck too, though, to be bleeding that much, dude. Yeah, trying to fight. Oh, nice little trip by Pettis. He's taking the back.
His back.
Is he getting the choke? No. He doesn't have one.
Booking him off, dude. Well, oh my god. He's still got his back. The thing is,
Pettis didn't. He's not securing the hooks, and he's going for the choke. And this guy's bucking him off when the hooks aren't secured, especially with this amount of blood.
Trying to throw the triangle up again.
Pettis can't see. Timeout. Oh, dude, he had
time.
Him in.
Yeah.
He had him in. Not necessarily all the way in, but, you know.
Where did
he cut? Damn, dude. Bettis has cut the fuck up. We'll see. They're going to clear it up right now.
Man, it's not even stopping with the fucking galls on it. The big old white towel.
Damn, nasty elbow landed by Poirier. They're showing a replay with body weight and everything into it. Where's he cut?
Everywhere.
Or they need to get an extra towel to get the blood off of his face to see where the cuts are. That's sick. It's a ton of blood, bro.
Yeah.
Poirier's got a ton of blood on his shorts, but none of it's from him.
Yeah.
He's got all of Pettis' blood on him. Not looking good for Pettis at all. Damn, yeah, look. He's got like multiple cuts on both eyes. I don't think they'll stop the fight, though.
It's a deep cut, though, right over his eyebrow.
I don't think they'll stop the fight, though.
No, I think they will because it's affecting his... Damn, look at the two gashes on the side of his head.
Yeah, those are gashes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's letting him continue.
Yeah.
He's going to reposition him on the floor.
He tried to pull a fast one and say he was against the cage.
To use it to kick off of?
Yeah. Or to, you know, wall rock, walk up. Oh, nice.
Pettis won his title by submission.
Yeah.
Of course, we're still fucking watching Sling.
This guy's trying to get the triangle. Oh shit. Looks like he almost got it.
This guy's going to slip out, though. There's a lot of blood.
20 seconds left, man.
It looks like it's tight. Down. No, he let go. Out. Yeah.
Fuck, this fight is good, man.
I still got it 2 rounds to none for Poirier.
Poirier letting it end.
Especially when you end rounds like this. Like when you end close rounds, just beating on him. No, yeah, definitely.
Dude, Poirier's the last two rounds, man. He's been fucking him up at the end.
Let him wipe the fucking blood off, dude. I know you gotta get to your corner, but you gotta get that blood off too.
They're put Vaseline or whatever on them.
Yeah, you need to. Petroleum jelly. Water. Damn. He's got a cut on the bridge of his nose, two on the side of his head. You ain't pretty no more, Pettis. It's funny to see the transformation of his face from all the damage he's taken over the career. From WEC to now.
Yeah, dude's been fighting for a long ass time.
Yeah. Oh. I was watching the interviews they were doing with him. He definitely looked different. Yeah. Damn, it was pretty deep. But he got out of it. He knew exactly what to do. It's going to be tough to win for Pettis.
It's 5 rounds, 2, not 3.
Oh, shit. I thought it was 3.
It's 5. Because it's the main event.
Yeah, I thought it was 3. I 100% thought it was 3. Forgot. Pettis is already bleeding from the nose. Like it's already dripping down his face. It's the start of the 3rd round. There's a timer for anyone watching. Ooh, nice little kick thrown up by Pettis. Not too much connection, but more blocked than anything. Let's see if we can get anything going without being taken down again. Nope.
Oh, as soon as you say that, take man.
Down from Poirier.
He's got his arms. He's got his hands clamped up, they said.
He's trying to... Oh, Poirier? Yeah. He let go of it.
Trying to go for a Kimura, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. You have to throw up a submission.
Is it going to be the Kimura or the fucking triangle attempt again?
Poirier with the smart-ass game plan, dude. Take down Pettis, known...
To have issues with that.
Known to have issues exactly with that. Ooh, nice Ooh. Rollout by Pettis, but still...
Gave up his yeah, back now, his looks back. Like.
This guy's got... Yeah, he's got the body triangle in. Shit. Oh, shit. I thought he had his hand under his neck, but no.
You're going to try it now.
Pettis' glove has got something hanging off of it.
Oh, shit. It looks like he's trying to get a fucking rear naked.
He's working. Was working at it. Pettis is fighting off the body triangle. I hope he doesn't get caught up, leaving his neck exposed.
Oh, is that Thiago Alves?
Yeah. In Poirier's corner. Yeah. With Mike Brown. Not looking good for Pettis at all, man. Mm-mm.
Trying to roll out, but this guy gave up fucking full mount. He tapped?
Yeah. It looks like Pettis broke a rib or something. He tapped from the bottom. Nothing. No submission was landed in. Nothing was...
Think he might have broke a rib?
He was spinning around. During the spin around, he tapped. When
Poirier... Damn, he's talking shit. He said he wants the Eddie Alvarez winner and $50,000. The Eddie Alvarez Gaethje winner.
And $50,000? Why? He didn't stop. I guess he got a stoppage, but it wasn't like an incredible... It was a good fight, though. So... You could give them a fight of the night.
He's talking so much shit.
Ah, fuck, man. I wanted Pettis to win.
Told you. But I think it was more of a medical thing than an actual win. Look. Right here.
Yeah. Right. He was tapping as soon as... Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure what happened, but...
They said definitely something with his rib.
When he was trying to spin out of having his back.
Man, but he was probably still going to lose because he had full mount on him, man.
He gave the mount and he had to give the tap because his, looks like his rib or something got fucked up. Yeah. Man, Pettis has not looked the same after losing the title, dude. Mm-mm. It sucked because I really liked him. He was one of my favorite fighters.
Man. Jeez, yeah, we've been watching him for his whole career almost, man.
Yep. We'll see. What? God damn it. I didn't want Pettis to lose, but whatever. Fuck it. When's the next fight? Do you know?
Saturday.
Well, yeah, fuck yeah. Of course, Saturday, but do you know what
it is? Oh, but no, not exactly who.
Oh, it's Verdun versus Ty Burrow, the one that we're showing. Are you coming for that one, or are you going to be busy?
No, I'll probably be able to come for that one.
Like a little bitch. So they have, it looks like an all right card. That one's next week. Let's take a quick look at this one. So we just saw Pettis lose.
Yeah.
Tap to Poirier. Something happened to his rib. Where's the actual
Poirier's fucking card? Demanding shit like he won by fucking crazy Superman punch or something.
Yeah, like he's the best ever.
Yeah, no.
Let's see. All right. Matt Brown defeats Diego Sanchez.
Nasty elbow to the face.
Knocked him the fuck out. Andre Arlovski beats Junior Albini.
Unanimous decision.
Yeah. Albini kind of looked strong first round. Then we thought Andre was tired after the first, but it was Albini looked to be more tired after that.
He got lit up pretty good. His face was busted up.
Cesar Ferreira wins a split decision
against Nate.
The great. Rafael Assensau knocked the fuck out of
Matthew Lopez yeah.
After almost kicking off the dude's leg. Like, dude. A couple more kicks, I think the dude's leg would have fallen off.
Yeah, flew off.
Yeah, it would have just flying off into the crowd.
Hold on 1 second. Poirier's going to start talking shit.
Yeah. Should I turn it up?
Yeah, turn it up. Yeah.
Everybody points a finger and says, I slip up in big fights. But that's 2 champions in a row I just beat. So what's up?
There was a no contest last time.
Huh?
It was a no contest against Alvarez.
Yeah, you know, I know you've been working with Izzy, working on his takedowns, but I've been at America's Top Team for the past 5 years, and I've been wrestling my ass off, man. I was just talking to Frankie right there. A couple years ago, Frankie brought me out to New Jersey, and you know, I don't think I've seen a double leg in my life until I wrestled with those guys. So I knew I had a lot of work to do, and I've just been working, man.
Your crown and pal is on point tonight. I want to take a look at the end of the flight. I'll flip you around to the screen behind you. You felt him tap, obviously, and you didn't strike him any further. What were your thoughts on how things ended it?
It was kind of weird. I thought I was going to maybe get the head arm choke or maybe get the rear naked. I knew he was hurt. He was bleeding a lot. I kind of felt him, the power, leave him over here when I landed his elbow. He started bleeding a lot, and I kind of felt like, he's not giving it his all anymore. You know the point of a fight when a guy gets broken and he doesn't want to be in there? And I do that to a lot of these guys, you know? I'm a nasty dude, man. I love this. This is what I live for. The talking, the calling people out, the acting crazy, that's not what I do. I fight and I earn it. If I have to fight a few more fights, then I'll fight these fights.
Ron, you've been finishing guys left and right. This is your
I don't know what he said.
UFC stoppage. Fucking.
You have put yourself in prime position.
Bad words.
Next at 155 pounds. Call your shot.
You know, I'm not going to ask for a fight. I'm going to tell you right now who I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight the winner of Justin Gaethje, Eddie Alvarez. And then I'm going to fight for the belt. There it is. I laid it out for you guys. Work's over.
He said it works over.
Makes sense if he wins to run back that Eddie Alvarez fight. It was a good card. A lot of veterans.
Man. Well, yeah, a lot of big names. All the fights are pretty exciting, man.
Yeah, good card. Good card. Thanks, everyone, for dropping comments on YouTube and checking us out. Drop us likes. Share this.
Subscribe.
Check me out on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. Subscribe on there. That's where I drop all my WWE shit. I'm doing Survivor Series this month. I dropped Survivor Series 87, very first Survivor Series. And I did Halloween Havoc all of October. So check that shit out. Again, thanks everyone for watching. Love you guys. Jamie, thanks for coming.
Yeah, man.
And I am out of here.